Thank you for joining the Israel Project's conference call following what seems to be the first ever ISIS-affiliated attack against Israel on the Syrian border. Our guest on today's call is Major General retired Amos Yadlin, former head of IDF intelligence and currently the director of the Institute for National Security Studies, the INSS, in Tel Aviv. Thank you for taking the time to be with us, Amos. Can you provide us with your understanding of what happened on the border and your assessment of it?
Okay, we do have a presence of Daesh elements in the southern Syrian Golan for the last couple of years. They used to be called Shuada al-Yarmouk. They changed their name now to the Army of Khalid Walid, which is an historical member of Prophet Muhammad's close circle. And there are a couple of hundreds of terrorists over there, usually not attacking Israel and interested in fighting the Assad regime, the Iranian, and the Hezbollah. What happened this morning, we don't know yet if this is a change in policy of Daesh or just occasional unplanned exchange of fire. We'll have to watch carefully into the future and see if this is a change of policy from Daesh perspective. Daesh was very, very careful not to attack Israel because they have enough enemies in Syria. If they change the policy and they are now attacking Israel, I guess the source is because they are attacked all over. They want to have some propaganda achievement in the Arab world, a little bit of sympathy because they attack Israel. As we know, they are under pressure everywhere, in Kirkuk, in Mosul, in Iraq, in Al-Bab in Syria, Raqqa in Syria, Haleb in Syria, and they're under attack of basically every force in the Middle East, the superpowers, the U.S., France, U.K., Russia, the local countries, Turkey, Iraq, Syria. And maybe it's a way to say, look, we're fighting Israel, come with us. I wonder. I think it's what happened today was not a planned strategy, but we will have to wait and see.
So a couple of clarifying questions that we received from journalists is, A, is this the first ISIS-related attack on the Golan front? And how clear is it that it's actually ISIS-affiliated?
Okay. From time to time, there are mortar or rockets that are fired at Israel. You don't always know who is the one that launched it. To my best knowledge, it was usually something residual from exchange of fire between different factions on the Golan Heights. Israel policy was we are attacking those who fired, and we also tell the Syrian military it is your responsibility that Israel will not be attacked from the Golan Heights. I can't recall an ISIS attack directly on Israel as an intended and planned attack. So maybe this is the first time, but you have to check it with people who are following it more closely.
Now, for years, the IDF has been warning against cross-border attacks from ISIS or its affiliates. Is this what we saw today, the incident that the IDF was warning against from your experience in the IDF? Was this the worst-case scenario planned?
No, this is not the worst case. As I see it, it's an Israeli outpost or ambush that was attacked by Daesh. It is not a well-planned Daesh-style attack. Daesh-style attack usually is trucks loaded with explosives, suicide bombers. This is not what we saw this morning. And that's what helped me to come to the conclusion that it's not a change of policy. Daesh attack can be much more complicated and problematic. However, the IDF knows about the modus operandi of Daesh and is ready. And maybe this Golani ambush was part of a strategy to stop them far away from the kibbutzim and the villages on the Golan.
We have a few journalists asking about the same topic of the use of chemical weapons in previous weeks by ISIS-affiliated groups. Is there a threat to Israel in there? Is there a fear in Israel that those weapons will be turned against Israel and the IDF and the Israeli residents living in the Golan Heights anytime soon?
Yeah, you know, Israel policy on the on Syria was strategically, by decision, very passive and avoiding clashes until three things are happening. Israel is attacked, and every firing against Israel or launching is counter. Israel will react. If there is an advanced weapon deployed in the Golan Heights or moved to Lebanon, then Israel will deal with it. And the issue of chemical weapon. I think that if the intelligence will find that Daesh in the Golan Heights is using or preparing a chemical weapon, no doubt that a preemptive Israeli action will be seen.
Now, you mentioned before the international efforts to defeat ISIS and the fact that it's trying to score some points. Are we likely to see the group being geographically pushed towards the Israeli border because of the international efforts against ISIS? And are we likely to expect more of these incidents in the coming months?
The truth of the matter is that ISIS is attacked in northern Syria and in Iraq. They are not, they hardly attack in the southern Golan. So this argument is quite weak. the possibility that after ISIS will be defeated in the north, and I don't see it coming so soon. See, Mosul is going very slowly. Now they are speaking about the spring. Raqqa is still in ISIS hands. So the possibility that the only ISIS forces will be in the Golan Heights are not likely in the near future. And once again, Israel is strong, and Israel can deal with this ISIS group of terrorists in southern Golan by decision. Israel decided not to do it in this time. But if ISIS will become a threat that attack us every day, I guess the Israelis will do what they have to do with a group of 100 200, 300 terrorists. We know how to deal with it.
Okay, I think that sums it up for today. Amos Yadlin, Director of the Institute for National Security Studies and former head of IDF Intelligence, thank you very much for joining this call.